Blackstone Audio presents The Shadow Hunter by Pat Murphy. For Richard. Part 1. Follow the Bear. Chapter 1. The shaman of my tribe, a man of power, straddles the shoulder of the fallen bison, one leg slung on either shaggy side.
The hair on the shaman's legs is as dark and coarse as the hair on the bison's side.
I stand in the circle of hunters that surrounds the fallen beast. I am young. I have only 10 winters. I stand between my mother and my uncle. Today is a good day. The tribe found a few bison grazing in a small meadow tucked between 2 hills. The snow has melted here and the grass is green. At one end, the meadow flows into a large valley. At the other, it drops off abruptly in a cliff. With shouts and spears and thrown stones, the tribe frightened the animals into stampeding and drove this old bull over the edge. The bison broke a leg in its fall, and my uncle and the shaman finished it off with spears. Now the shaman raises his knife. The stone blade glitters in the sun. With a steady hand, the shaman plunges the knife into the throat of the bison. The blood that spills over the shaman's hand steams in the cold air, and the shaman calls out in a voice of power. He says that the hunt was good, that the tribe will waste nothing of the bison's body and bone. He calls out to the spirit of the beast. The mist that rises from the flowing blood swirls in a cloud above the shaman's head. The cloud darkens and forms a shape.